Are we really going through with this? I mean, like, right now? I thought we were going to wait until next Friday. You know, since it's a long weekend and we might freak him out.
Look, I like sticking to the plan as much as the next gal, but seriously, now is the time to strike. The damn commissioner is getting antsy, and I'd rather not lose him as a customer to someone else. You want to make fat stacks and get your cut? Behave, and just let me do the talking for the most part. I know you've got a good brain to come out with what I need you to say. All right, I believe in us. The bell is about to go in 3, 2, 1. Bingo. Hey, wait up, sweet cheeks. We need to talk to you for a second. Oh, thanks for listening. It's just, I got gym duty this term, but I'm having trouble moving the stackable vault table. Yes, exactly that. Because of the wooden stacks, it's just far too heavy, and I can hardly lift it above my head. You're like so tall and totally strong enough to do it, so I couldn't help but be a pain in your booty and ask you to come with us to the gym closet to deal with it for me. What? Tricks? As if. Seriously, look at my arms. Do you think I'm like the Hulk or something? Thank you for seeing reason. Let's go then.
See, I told you he would do it because he's pretty selfless, aren't you? What? There's no game. Who else will be asking class? Like, seriously? No one else is as empathetic to our struggles as you are. No, we didn't ask anyone else. You're our first choice, and now you're our knight in shining armor. I'm kind of glad I got hall monitor for the term. Lets me slack off and, well, who actually cares if someone is taking a while to get back to class? The teachers can be a real bore when they're actually trying to teach us. I wish they'd talk more about their private lives. That's what's actually entertaining. People do it to waste time, but I like their stories. Makes them more human. I don't like disrespect towards teachers. I mean, you've heard it in the news. Low pay, the troublesome kids they have to deal with, all while teaching an outdated syllabus that they themselves know is centuries old. But what do I know? I'm just a kid.
Well, here we are. Yeah, you guys go first. I think I might have left something in my desk. I better not have. We just spent the whole time walking here. Oh, no. I didn't lock the door. I just closed it. It's a pretty old door, so I guess it makes some funny, weird noises. I am exhausted from that walk already. Wanna park your butt on the vault table? Yes, sit. Good boy. Yeah, I mean, I'm not in a rush to get home. Are you? Like, do you have something you gotta get going to? Probably a WoW raid or something, huh? Oh, whoa, what's that on the ceiling? Damn, I'm faster with these than I thought. Aren't you impressed? Oh, come on, there's no point in struggling. I need you for the next, like, what? Half an hour, maybe? Fine, I'll tell you what I'm up to. Just please stop struggling. You're gonna ruin the footage. Yes, footage. I'm going to film us three together having fun. Well, not that kind of fun. Let's not go camping, if you know what I'm saying. Camping? Like, pitching a tent? Ugh. Look, just, well, how do I explain it?
We may as well be truthful, or he'll accidentally ruin it. A long story short, we need an unwilling victim for our video. Basically, we're just going to experiment on you, all right? It's for some dude over the internet. He doesn't use his real name, but basically she found some guy willing to pay fat stacks for an authentic ASMR experience on an unwilling participant. So I'm afraid the handcuffs are quite necessary. There, that pretty much covered it all. Hope you're not camera shy either. One sec while I set up the tripod.
Why you? As I said before, who else would be the perfect little wimp that wouldn't dare to say a peep? I mean, you just can't help but to submit to our whims. You're such a good boy, always doing my homework and assignments for me. I thought, well, in reality, what's one more thing? This way, I don't need to take your food or lunch money. Instead, I just profit from you in a very weird roundabout way. Oh, come on, you're probably loving this. Tied down by two girls. Are we ready to start filming?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, first, some ground rules. You will, by all accounts, shut the fuck up. I'm not kidding about that part. You will ruin the footage if you squirm and wiggle about, and I shall not hesitate to slap you. See? I just got my pretty little nails done as well. And imagine my rage if I broke one simply because I had to discipline you. So don't let me down. If I directly speak to you, answer in a soft, spoken voice. Or whisper, okay? Alright? Other than that, have fun, sweet cheeks, because we're gonna take turns on ya. Alright, hit record. We're ready, aren't we, worm? First, we're just gonna start with not touching you directly. Gotta save the best until last. You know what I mean, numbnuts, right? Finger fluttering it is. Just gonna do it around the victim's head. In one ear, then the other, and all together. He's probably secretly enjoying this. Weirdo.
I'll take over. I'm gonna blow you. What a face. See how he got so excited? That will make a funny screenshot, honestly. Now the big baby's gonna cry when he realizes what I really have planned.
Jeez, don't be afraid to pretend you actually hate this. Are you seeing this, my beloved viewer? Why is he so happy? You can see him tied down from the footage. Don't tell me having your school bullies trick you and tie you up is making you happy to be here. Oh dear, I'm gonna drag this tissue over your face. It shouldn't be ticklish. If you are, then you better be quiet. Rule one, buddy.
I'm gonna touch you. Relax. It's a shoulder massage. Gotta check your collarbone is still in there. Hold still, dummy, or I'll get her to take care of you instead. And she is nowhere near as gentle.
Hey, I never directly said it, but thanks for doing this. And before you ask, no, you aren't getting a cut. Don't be ridiculous. And for the record, this never happened. Bring it up, and everyone will think you're some weird, obsessed little stalker of mine. One rumor and you're over. I've been merciful to you for a while. Didn't you think it was kind of strange? How nice I was being. I had you in the back of my mind for a little while now. Alright. Next I'll brush your ears.
Do me a favor, answer the questions. You're here against your will, right? But are you enjoying it? Be honest, I want to see you blush. Too easy, mister. I knew you were into this. Your pupils dilated when we explained the plan. What tool next? We have a few to experiment on you with. Little wooden sticks to go through your hair? Those will do.
Hope you're ready to be collared. It's nice leather and a cute little metal strip. Very shiny, and it suits you very well. Ever been collared before? Clearly not. Did you really just gulp like they do in those anime shows? That was entertaining. What a beautiful shade of scarlet across your face as well.
Now, I'm gonna squeeze your head a little. Relax, it's fine. Don't you trust your bullies, mister?
Okay, this one's a little different, but we got paid an extra $50 for doing this, so just relax. I'm gonna put foam on ya. And before you cry about me leaving it on or anything, I have a towel to wipe it off, so relax and let me unbutton your shirt. Don't give me that look. If I leave a mark, it's gonna be suspicious, duh. Cannot have you getting home late and your mom is wondering what's going on. Then again, I think you're smart enough to come up with an excuse why you have sticky white streaks on your shirt.
You, wouldn't mind getting a haircut, right? Oh, come on, I won't actually take loads off. Just the tiniest little bit. For me? 'Cause you love us so much. Come on, it's not like this opportunity comes up often. Once in a blue moon, and you want to pass on the experience. I thought you were cool. Maybe I was wrong. Oh, you're the best.
All right, we're gonna start doing stuff to you at the same time. Close your eyes, okay? We're almost finished here, so you should be thankful for how nice we've been to you. You're lucky our viewer isn't into tickle stuff or anything, or this video would have went very differently. I'm sure you won't mind if we put some latex gloves on. Not the latex triggering you do. I bet you're tingling all over your body, huh? From your head all the way down your back.
Maybe you aren't so bad after all. You are quite beneficial to have around. I guess we shouldn't be so mean to you. Especially since there's a possibility we'll be doing more of this in the future. Of course, dummy. If the viewer likes you, then, well, we'll try something else. Maybe tie you up to the ceiling next time so you're extra exposed. Does that sound like fun to you? Who am I kidding? Of course it does. Ooh, or maybe a bedroom shoot. Use our school ties to hold you down.
Well, I think that's all we've got time for, sweet cheeks. The memory card is about to be full, so I guess I can let you out of these. Remember, not a word, or I'm gonna spread rumors, and you will turn into my stalker overnight. I'll ruin your life and I'll get my homework done by someone else. You're disposable to me. You probably like being called worthless, though. Little friendly classroom degradation.
Don't just stand there. Go. We've got to pack up. But, thanks again for doing us a solid. I think I marked you up wrong. You're all right in the end. Now bye. Oh, the door's locked. Take this key and leave it in the hole.
I didn't want to say it in front of him, but I think this will be a very beneficial relationship we've just started today.